With regard to the budget speech, the minister in regard to energy, I think it's important to note that he makes some good statements, like we are stabilizing electricity supply and building a competitive, reliable energy market. Well, that may seem to be the case, but I think in reality, that's not true at all. Indeed, yes, load shedding is better today, but research warns this stability with regard to load shedding is the calm before the storm. It seems to us that by 2030, just 4 years from now, almost 9.5 gigawatts of coal, which is 13.6 of our peak power, vanishes in a 24-month window. This is not a phase out, it is power cliff. Therefore, if it vanishes within a 24-month window, what's going to replace it? You know, so the minister sees this as a fiscal challenge, but I don't think that is the case. We do have money. But the issue here is a technical one. Building the transmission lines to connect the new solar, wind, or the grid takes some 5 to 7 years. The coal plants are going to retire in 2 years. Now, if they retire, what does that mean when we don't have a replacement, which will take another 5 to 7 years? That, quite frankly, is not stabilization. It is, therefore, a mess of electricity or energy in the country. So we cannot agree, therefore, with what the minister is saying, because we are looking right into the cliff. So we should therefore take his statements with a pinch of salt. But again, throughout the budget, the minister was not talking to the South African economy or to the citizens. He was actually talking to what he thinks are investors, foreigners. He wants to impress foreigners because that's what, in his idea or in the ideas of the presidency, those are the people who are going to come and invest and so on and so forth, because we need a lot of money from foreigners. We have to sound very good. But quite frankly, that is not going to be achievable. Even if foreigners were to be impressed, they're not going to commit as much money as the finance minister thinks as to invest in the appropriate sectors of the economy, including energy. Therefore, we should worry with the statement, with his optimism. And quite frankly, we are heading for lots of challenges with regard to power, lots of challenges with regard to the economy as a whole. And therefore, South Africans must begin to be ready for the disaster that is before us. Unless the minister changes course, I'm afraid, as I said earlier, we're looking or we're heading towards a cliff. That is my assessment of how the situation is and how the situation is likely to be in the coming few years. Unless this madness of having to retire coal plants stops, there's no other way outside of the mess that they have now painted themselves in.